Welcome everybody, share number 1319, getting back to our malacha of Merakeitz training. Okay, so we started talking about a few shiurim ago actually, the different categories, three different categories in reference to Merakeitz. The different types of liquids whereby it has the impurities in it. We said basically there's three different categories. There's where it's very bad, but nobody's going to drink it. Then we said it's sort of like in the middle, which would be Asa Mid Rabban, and some people might drink it. Then we said there's a type of drink which everybody would drink just here and there. Somebody wouldn't mind a little bit more of a straining process, or so on. But I want to go through each category and see how it applies and see some of the various different, examples. So we're trying to go through a little bit the Sefer Shamar V'Zachar, how he brings it down so beautiful, in the New English Print. So he brings down on page 18, the Isser Min HaTorah, first the worst case scenario of a type of a drink, and what would be some of the examples. Again, just to understand what it's about. So he says like this: water or any other drink which contains either a considerable amount of impurities, right, or a very disturbing type of impurity. It might not be a lot, but it's like something that's sort of like disgusting, if you want to call it. Some dirt, for example, a type of a dirt or whatever the case is. But be it as it may, subject to the malacha of merakeid, straining min hatorah. Okay. So he says further, when a drink is in such, so where do we draw the line? We said that there's three different levels. So when a drink is in such a state, a person would not drink it until it has been filtered, and would even go thirsty. Person's thirsty. He needs water. But I'm not going to drink that water. That water is not drinkable. It's just not drinkable until it's filtered out. So such a drink to filter out, or not just water, but any type of a drink to filter that out, because of its contamination or the, we're not talking about health-wise now, but just the stam in general, the impurities or whatever the case is. Since the impurities are in such a significant state, the drink and the impurities are considered as a true mixture of good and bad, and they're subject to merakeid min hatorah. That's the point over here. That's the worst case scenario, as we say. Okay, so just to start off, he goes through some of the various examples. He goes, water, for example, regular water, which is dirty or contains some small, let's say, insects or whatever the case is, to the extent that even a non-Jew, a guy, wouldn't even drink it. Not a question of the insects on a Jewish person, of course, but even a guy would say, I'm not drinking this stuff, this water. Even a guy would refuse to drink such a water until it's filtered out. Such a water like that, of course, would be usher to strain out min hatorah. He brings another example, wine containing a considerable amount of sediments, a raisin wine from which the raisins have not yet been separated. It's, person wants regular wine and it's full of raisins in it. Also would fall under this category of min hatorah. These are mamish two separate things. You have the raisins and you have the wine. I need the wine. I'm not interested in the raisins, even though it's called raisin wine. He brings another thing, in reference to regular orange juice. Sometimes, we're not talking about the orange juice now, that's a different level. The orange juice with the little pieces in it that come, you know, with the pieces that come like that. But you have sometimes the orange juice, let's say it was homemade, not on Shabbos. Right, it was not made on Shabbos, it was made during the week, whatever, but it still has a lot of pits in it, let's say. Well, let's say it's like, sort of like halfway done. It has pits in it, possibly bits of peel he brings down. He brings this from the Gris Maishitaka, but bits of peel possibly, which render the drink virtually undrinkable. It still has the stuff in it, you know. Again, pits or peels, not where we're talking the little pieces. We'll try and talk about that separately. So such a drink, such an orange juice, nobody wants to drink it until it's strained out. So you have pits, you have peels. This type of thing, this type of orange juice to strain out will be takabi osur min hatorah. Now another type of drink he brings down, tea. Let's say tea made before Shabbos. Now, let's say the person has the tea bag, right? And it was done, made before Shabbos, the tea essence, that's not the question, but the tea bag, let's say ripped, or if it's just you had tea bechlal, you had made tea essence, and there's a lot of tea leaves in there. I mean, in general, people look at tea, you want to have a nice tea, right? And sometimes you have a tea bag in it, let's say during the week, tea bag in it, but if you have tea leaves, actual tea leaves floating around, that gets a little bit whereby a person does not want to drink that tea. Many people would not like to drink that tea. So that's what he brings down. Another case, interesting, he brings this from the Chazon Ish, actually, who said that a tea which contains a substantial amount of tea leaves, And in both these cases, like the orange juice, like we spoke about, the pits and the peel, or the tea leaves with the tea with the tea leaves in it. In both of these cases, it's considered like a severe mixture, and it, and a person to drink it, they would not want to drink it. So going ahead to strain out these type of drinks, to filter such a drink he brings down through an appropriate strainer or filter would be the Isra of Marakid, the Malacha of Marakid, straining min HaTorah. Even if one intends to use the drink immediately, he'll say, well, I'll strain it out. I'll strain out the tea. I'll strain out the orange juice, whatever the case is. I'll strain out the water, but I'm going to drink the water right away. I'm going to strain out the orange juice. I'll drink it right away. That doesn't help because over here we're dealing with a Marakid, with a clean. Mamish, this is the real malacha of Marakid. We don't say the fact that you're going to use it now, it's going to help. The Marakid, the straining itself, is the Isser. So to filter such a drink, with an appropriate strainer, with a regular normal strainer, or a strainer made for this thing, whatever the case is, even if one intends to use the drink immediately, would taka be asur min HaTorah? This is because the use of an instrument, like a kli, that is specialized for sieving, for straining, is a malacha min HaTorah, merakeid bekli, even if it's done samach lesuda for immediate use. Now we spoke about this in borer also. If somebody does an action of borer bekli with a mamish with a kli, even though they're going to use they're going to use the good possibly right away, but borer bekli, that's the isra itself, is mamish borer bekli. You doing it the regular way that it's done, which is with the kli. That's where the problem rises. And also the same thing will be by merakeid. You're doing merakeid bekli, a regular merakeid bekli, a regular strainer. So samach lesuda, or the fact that one is going to drink it right away, would not help. Okay, now he just goes on further to say, explaining, again, these are all, crossing over from Borer, halachas from Borer, which run through Merakeid and basically back and forth when it comes to the straining part, especially with liquids. He just goes on to say that if one strains it with a cloth, so that's it, min HaTorah, if they strain it with a regular strainer, regular sieve, or whatever the case is, a regular kli that's used. But if they use, let's say, a cloth, so he brings down from the Prima Godim and others. This would be something sort of like a kinu v'tamcha. There's a nafa chavara, which we spoke about in Bara, which would be chay of the regular sieve, and then you have kinu v'tamcha, which is not the regular way, which would be asamed rabbanah. But be it as it may, still us. He says, just filter such a drink through a cloth, a towel, a garment, or the like. Besides the fact you could be running into a isra probably min HaTorah of malabein, which is isra of libun shiriyas zeo kibusa, especially if it's water. So you could be, unless the water is very dirty, it's making it more dirty. Okay, well, but be it as it may, you could be running under, besides the fact of Merakeid itself, midrabanan, you could be dealing with a iser of libun, at least midrabanan. But be it as it may, to filter such a drink through a cloth, a towel, garment, none of which the articles typically used are used for filtering. So it's not sort of like not the regular way. It's considered Merakeid midrabanan. Still usher to do, obviously, provided that it's short, it's going to be used, the drink that it's going to be used shortly. Okay, but be it as may, still usher midrabanan. To filter through a cloth is not a malacha min HaTorah, because Merakeid is subject to the same rules as borer. Again, crossing over Borer to Merakeid, Merakeid to Borer, just as to take Uichel from Psoilis, right, in Samach Lesuda for immediate use, without using the correct utensil, is not Borer min HaTorah, but would be Asur Midrabanan, because utensils, because of the fact that, in other words, like we mentioned with the Kina of Tamchi, if it's like a straining process, if it's some sort of a kli, but again, to take good from bad, obviously in birth, to take good from bad and to use your hand, that is okay as long as you're using it right away. But depending on the type of straining system that's used, even in Baru would be a problem, but it could be Durabanan, like we just said, but similarly to filter a drink through a cloth, just to finish off, which is a selection of Oichel from Psoilis, you're taking really the good from the bad, and you're doing it for right away, it won't be Merakeid straining min HaTorah, since you're using a cloth. It's, again, it's not the regular type of a kli, but however, it would still be Asur Midrabanan, because a cloth is after all being used, and it's sort of like, again, you have Nafa Uchavari, he's explaining, which is the Isur min HaTorah of straining, and then you have Kino and V'tamche, again, in Borer, that would be Asur Midrabanan, as the straining procedure. So the cloth would be something like kinyan v'tamchei. It follows that shrinks of this level may under no circumstances be filtered on Shabbos, neither through a filter nor through a ordinary cloth, but be it right, so be it as it may, whether you'll say it's asam min ha-toyra, it's asam midrabanan, it's really hypothetical, but because of the fact that asam midrabanan is still asr, that's the bottom line. Okay, we'll continue with the other levels. Upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslocha, baruch, kol tov.